Good morning, everyone. I am seminarian student John Ansel. Unfortunately, Pastor Jim is not able to be with us today. A good friend of his is passing away down in Rochester, so he asked me to fill in for this morning. And so as we go forth in our worship today, let us remember him in prayer. We also have these wonderful flowers from a funeral that recently occurred. I'm trying to put, she's right back there. Her sister passed away. So we remember you and your family in our prayers today as well. We also have another announcement, some fruit, I believe.
If you are one of the 10 to 15 couples that ordered fruit from us for 4-H, it's here today. So don't leave without making sure to, the kids will deliver it to your car for you. But just make sure to let us know when you're ready to go.
And of course, there's many other announcements in the back of your bulletin. There is even the Easter schedule for Holy Week that is on there. Most of the services seem to start at 9, except for the one on Thursday, for Monday, Thursday, which is at 6:30. And then Sunday, Easter Sunday, you have two services, one at 8:30 and the other at 10. Of course, we have, being that today is daylight savings time, in which we spring forward in time, and it looks like everybody did that this morning. So, and hopefully you brought some coffee for the folks, the ministry that happens here normally after services for coffee hour. So I think that's pretty much it for the announcements this morning. So let us start with a word of prayer. O Lord, you who know what is in the depths of our hearts and in our minds, be with us as we come together to worship you and glorify your holy name, and be able to remember those that are not with us today who are experiencing grief and sorrow as they mourn their loved ones who are ill or who are passing away. Be with us as we continue to go through this worship service and throughout all our days. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our first hymn for this morning is My Faith Looks Up to Thee, which is on 759 within the red hymnals there and the ELW. And then for the last verse, we usually stand on the last verse there. So My Faith Looks Up to Thee, 759.
Thank you.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who brings safely through the seas, who gives us water from the rock, and who leads us into the land of milk and honey. Let us come home to God, confess our sins. Merciful Father, we have sinned against heaven and before you. We do not fully live as your sons and daughters. We use your gifts among humans. Forgive us and restore us, that we may resist all that draws us away from you, and be at peace with one another. Amen. We are reconciled to God and through Christ. For his sake, God does not count our trespasses against us. Once dead in sin, we are now alive to God. Once lost, we now are found. God clothed us in the finest robe of all, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and forgiving you all your sins and making you of a new creation.
Amen.
And let us pray the prayer of the day.
Creator God, you have prepared a new way for our lives.
Our first reading for today is from the letter to the Philippians from Paul. In writing to the Christians in Philippi, Paul admits that his heritage and reputation could give him more reason than most people to place confidence in his spiritual pedigree. But the overwhelming grace of God in Jesus calls Paul to a new set of values. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowledge, Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ. The righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his suffering by becoming like him in death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own. Because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I made it my own, but this one thing I do, forget what lies behind and straight forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Now our psalm for today is Psalm 126, and where with the response, those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed. Those who own with tears will reap with songs of joy.
Those who are weeping, hearing and seeing, will come again in joy.
Our gospel lesson for today, please rise. Our gospel lesson for today comes from the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter. Judas willfully misinterprets as waste Mary's extravagant act of anointing Jesus' feet with costly perfume. Jesus recognized that her lavish gift is both an expression of love and anticipation of his burial. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead, and they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus, one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, of his disciple, the one who was about to betray him, said, Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor? He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and he kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor with you, but you don't not always have me. Word of the Lord.
You may be seated.
Grace and peace to you from Lord, our Savior, and God, our Father. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to be here, and it is a pleasure to be able to preach to you this morning. Now, one of the things that seems that we have plenty of things to do, in which we like to do, is act on various things. Our actions within our world tell us a lot about ourselves and about who we are as people. In fact, some of those actions can be bad actions, in which kind of leave you with a headache and a hangover and an empty wallet the next morning. Or they can be good actions, in which kind of fulfill our lives and are able to give us some joy in such actions. However, then there's some actions that, when you're doing them, you might not actually seem to be the good ones. But in the end, when you realize what you've really done, it was probably one of the most profound things that you could have actually done. Take, for example, I'm here with you today. I actually got a call from Pastor Jim yesterday at 10 o'clock asking me to lead worship. And when I called back and his wife answered the phone and was re-asking me if I would lead worship for today, she also incorporated, you do realize that means preaching as well. And no, yes, I realized leading worship also incorporated preaching as well, in which I had not prepared anything at all throughout the week for such a sermon today. But in the end, despite all my rational reasoning of probably not wanting to do services today, I decided to actually do the services today. And a part of that was not only do I get to come and preach the gospel to you folks today, but I was also helping a good friend of ours who was very troubled with the fact that a good friend of his was dying. And so it was a part of my actions in which was allow him to ease his mind so that he could be with his friend and not have to worry about the services today. Now, in our gospel lesson today, we find someone acting in kind of the same way, doing something that probably wasn't the most brightest of ideas, but yet, when you really look at it from a larger perspective, it was probably one of the greatest things that she could have actually done. Here we have in our story today, Mary, who decides to use this very or she could have used it for even a greater festival occasion, but instead she uses it to wipe Jesus' feet. Now, what we also don't know is that when we look at it from a larger picture, what Mary is doing is really showing the love and appreciation for Christ and for what Christ has not only done, but what Christ is about to do. One of the things that we hear in our gospel lesson for today, in which John tells us, is that just recently Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And in some ways, Mary is connected with Lazarus, as we kind of see in our gospel lesson for today. And so one of the things, as she is putting this perfume on Jesus' feet and wiping it up with her hair, she's showing the affection and care of her Savior who was able to raise Lazarus from the dead. But not only for such a care as that, but also we learn from our text today too, is that Jesus is about to go to the cross and suffer and die. And she's doing that because she knows that there is love there as well. See, the actions in which Jesus is doing is the actions of love, the love for the whole world. We remember back in the beginning of John, for God so loved the world, he sent his only Son. We find that in John 3:16. But that's the love in which Christ has come to share. And so Mary is recognizing such a love. And in doing so, she decides to act on that love and to wipe Jesus' feet with this overabundant amount of perfume. And as a part of that, she is entering into such a mutual relationship that we have with God, and especially that we have within Christ. See, this mutual loving relationship is something not only does Christ come to us and die for us, but we in turn love and appreciate Christ as well. And not only to add to that, the love in which we have for Christ, but the love in which we should have for each other. One of the things is that when towards the end of our gospel lesson for today, Christ mentions the poor. The poor will always be with us. And really, I don't think it's just poor financially that Christ is talking about, but poor in multiple aspects, poor in health, poor in spirit, and especially poor in love. These are the people, these poor people who are downtrodden, are heartbroken, are in some need of care, is the love in which we should be sharing with them. Just as Christ loves us, and we love Christ, so we should be loving others as well. Now, just recently, a professor of mine told the story of a many years ago at Luther Seminary. There was a professor who was from the Czechoslovakian territory. And a part of his, or during his life, the Second World War was coming on up, and so he was able to escape Nazi oppression and make it through the Second World War and be able to bring his family over to the United States. And in doing so, he was then able to get a teaching position at Luther Seminary. Well, as time went on, all of a sudden, his wife had passed away. And after his wife had passed away, he went to the president of Luther Seminary and said, "I can't teach anymore. I do not have faith." And what the president decided to do is not take his resignation, but he said, "That's okay. We have enough faith for you. You can continue your work." And that's one of the things that as a community at Luther Seminary, they have enough faith for this individual who is very poor in spirit, poor in faith. And so as time went on, the community came together for this individual and had the faith for him. Had enough faith for him that
Huh. We skipped the sermon hymn.
Why don't we sing the hymn that we missed?
We'll do that. Unfortunately, I'm so used to preaching right after the gospel that we kind of skipped over the sermon hymn. So we're going to do the sermon hymn, which is What a Friend We Have in Jesus, which is a really good hymn and really ties in with the gospel lesson for today. So our sermon hymn will be number 742, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Sustain them with your spirit as we journey through toward Holy Week. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Creative God, you made everything living creature and saw that it was good. Teach us to care for the homelands of animals and wild. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Living God, you require mercy and justice. Bless mercy, and love, and guide the outreach ministries of this congregation. Strengthen our relationship and community as we serve our